The Bible says we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Oh, my friend, I don't know about you, but I have this glorious anticipation to see the soon return of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on Him, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so glad to be with you today, and we are in the book of Titus, chapter 2, beginning to read with the 11th verse. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Verse 13, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I pray that you're looking for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And there are a few things that we have learned from these passages. Number one, God's saving grace has appeared to all people everywhere. That means that God extends His love and mercy toward everyone, giving them the opportunity to repent of their sins, to accept Him and know Him as their Lord and Savior. God doesn't extend His mercy just to a few select people, no, my friend, but to everybody. Remember, God so loved what? The world, that He gave His only begotten Son. That includes everyone, praise God. But secondly, we know that if we are saved, that we will live our lives differently. We see things differently. We now live according to the Word of God. We desire to be pleasing in the sight of the Lord, and now we want to serve Him. We want to live righteously. We desire to live holy, amen, that we might be pleasing unto God. And thirdly, we know that God commands and empowers believers to live righteously and godly while waiting expectantly for that blessed hope and appearing of Jesus Christ. So for the Christian, we know Jesus is coming for who? But His church. That is the rapture. See, there is this conviction in your heart. You know in your knower that Jesus is coming, and nobody can talk you out of it. There is this conviction. There is this certainty in your spirit, in your heart, that the Lord is coming. In fact, I believe that He's coming very soon. I hope that He comes very soon. Well, my friend, who is He coming for? Well, He's coming for a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, one that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. He's coming for the redeemed, for the ones who are saved, for those who live righteously, those who eagerly wait for a soon return. He's coming for the faithful, as Jesus said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." But the word looking in verse 13 means that we are continuously looking. It's not just a glance, but your eyes are fixed on the Lord, and you're waiting with this anticipation, desiring for Him to come. You know, in the book of 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4 and verse 13, it says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." Praise God. We shall be changed, my friend, in a twinkling of an eye. So hold fast the confession of your faith and believe the Lord till He comes.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.